Greetings. This is the Great One himself here with an Anarchy Moment. It's a handheld Anarchy Moment, so it might be a little noisier than usual. I just got out of bed, and I was dragging around. Coffee's finally ready. Put a cup of coffee in my hand. As you can tell, I'm still partially asleep. I got a lot of shit to get done today. I still can't even talk, but as I'm putzing around, I had this little series of thoughts that came through my brain, and I wanted to save these as an Anarchy Moment, because that was the whole concept of this podcast. So I'm putzing around my apartment, getting ready to delve into the first project of the day. I'm thinking to myself how badly I need to vacuum the floor and clean this place up. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how difficult it is to, if you have a life, if you do things, how difficult it is to maintain a household and also be involved in a large number of projects and all sorts of other stuff. Like, for example, I am. I mean, those of you who just sit at home and collect welfare and food stamps, you don't understand anything I'm talking about. But for people who are doing things with their lives, when you throw into that mix taking care of a household, it's a pain in the ass. And this made me think about feminazis. Because, of course, feminazis like to degrade women who make the choice. Because, of course, feminists are all about choice, right? And by choice, they mean getting abortions. If you are a woman and you make the choice to stay home, be a homemaker, you know, raise the kids, clean the house, cook the meals, stuff like that, the feminazis will, of course, degrade you. You're like, you're the equivalent of an Uncle Tom for black people. You know, if you're a black person and you actually dress nice and you get an education and you can speak the English language better than I can speak it right now, then other black people will accuse you of being an Uncle Tom. I've seen that. I've seen that up close. I've told this story on Stating the Obvious probably more than once about when I lived in Houston, my friend Kenneth, who was going to tech school with me in order to better himself, and all the other black people we worked with at the place where we worked, you know, hated him, made fun of him. They broke the mirror on his truck. They called him an Uncle Tom. They told him he was going to the white man's school and all this other stuff. And of course, Kenneth is out there somewhere now, hopefully, with a better life, and they're still all a bunch of trash. So anyhow, back to feminazis. Feminazis regard women who, you know, choose not to be feminazis the same way as Uncle Toms, as traitors, as bad people. And it just popped into my brain a little piece of an idea. You know, maybe the reason feminists don't like women who stay home and take care of the house and clean the house is because their houses aren't dirty and nasty and frumpy and cluttered, kind of the way feminists are. Because it made me think about this picture I saw on the Facebook where, you know, some fat, ugly girl posted a photo of herself holding a little sign that says, "This is what a feminist looks like." And the caption below from somebody who was not a feminist was, "Yeah, that was pretty much what I expected." You know, I mean, if you look at, again, you look at most feminists. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to say it in the future. Look at most feminists. They're fat, they're ugly, they're frumpy, they're not people you would want to have sex with, they're unhappy. They're just shitty people. And you can imagine that the houses they live in are probably just as shitty as they are. You know, their home, their apartment, wherever they live, unless there's somebody else there to do the cleaning for them, you would imagine it's probably just as frumpy as they are, not because they're busy doing, well, maybe they are busy. They're busy, you know, hanging out on Facebook, or, you know, they're busy sending tweets about Matt Forney's article about female self-esteem and how it's the most vile thing they've ever read in their life. And so they don't clean up their environment. I don't know. It just there may or may not be any kind of connection here. This could all just be rambling bullshit. But it just went through my brain. You know, I need to vacuum the carpet. It's hard for me to fucking maintain my living abode by myself because I'm doing too goddamn much. You know, then the next thing was feminists hate women who know how to use a vacuum cleaner. And then, so it's like, why do feminists hate women who know how to use a vacuum cleaner? Because women who know how to use a vacuum cleaner live in nice surroundings, and they keep their surroundings clean, and they take care of their environment, and they take care of themselves. Women who are feminist are pretty much all fat and ugly and frumpy, and they don't take care of themselves. You know, it and then it made me, of course, think back to, hold on, coffee. It made me think back to, and God, I enjoy thinking back to it, the Brigham Young ballroom dancers and all those little Mormon girls and how gorgeous they were and how much feminists probably hate them because those, and I, you know, it didn't occur to me to throw this into the previous podcast where I talked about the BYU ballroom dancers. Oh my God, it's like a tongue twister. See, she sells seashells by the seashore. All right. I don't know if you have to be a Mormon to go to BYU. So I don't know that it's safe for me to assume that all of the people in the BYU ballroom dancers are Mormons. That may or may not be true. I don't know. But I just thought I should throw that in because it's possible some of them are not Mormons. I'm making an assumption about other people. The difference between you and me is that when I make an assumption, I'm aware that I'm making an assumption and I'm aware that I have room for error. When you make an assumption such as Obamacare is going to give us free healthcare, hey, so what's this I hear now? They're going to delay Obamacare because the website doesn't work? See, I'm not up on this because I don't do current events. But yeah, so how's your Messiah working out for you now? How's your fucking free healthcare? Anyway, that has nothing to do with Mormon girls who are really, really cute. So when the really cute Mormon girls came through, you know, and they were all dressed nice and they all looked beautiful and their hair was, you know, done. I mean, it was not like they just came from the beauty parlor, but I mean, their hair looked nice. They were dressed well. They were beautiful. I've said that already. I'm just still drooling on the Mormon girls. But yeah, you can imagine that how much feminazis hate these Mormon girls, because those Mormon girls can also probably cook and they probably know how to use a vacuum cleaner. And you can just imagine, I can imagine, I don't know if you can imagine, I can imagine the hatred and venom that the fat, ugly, frumpy sweatpants wearing feminazis have for these women, you know, who are going to be capable of having happy lives with a man in their life and probably children, probably, that these feminists will just never be able to have. Because, I mean, they're feminazis. I mean, who wants to fuck a feminazi who doesn't know how to use a vacuum cleaner or cook, right? I mean, I love too. My God, this is one of my favorite. When women are like, well, I don't know how to cook. It's like, okay, when you fucking feminist, those of you who think that cooking is somehow fucking degrading, that you're too goddamn good to cook because you're a fucking feminist. First of all, okay, if you don't cook your own food, that means you eat fucking at restaurants all the time. How goddamn healthy can that be? That explains why you're fat, okay? And second of all, there's a word for animals that don't know how to prepare their own food. You know what that word is? It's extinct.